Harassment and hate speech are both limited by law. But what about comments that are a little less serious, yet still feel threatening? At two area colleges, students want to crack down on these more minor offenses. But as Solveig Wasfett reports, some say offensive speech is still free speech.
On the Ithaca College campus, Kyle James has a pretty sweet office.
And we are looking at the fitness quad on Ithaca College campus. It also overlooks the academic quad.
James does communications for the Student Government Association, or SGA. From his desk by a giant window, he can see students crossing back and forth between classes. He says lately there have been some disruptions to life on campus.
So actually started in 2011 with kind of an exploratory committee with bias on the Ithaca College's campus. From that, they found that microaggressions were a big problem.
Microaggressions, small hurtful words or actions that aren't big enough to be harassment, but they're usually tied to some kind of prejudice, racism, sexism, homophobia. James says it's students making the comments and professors.
I had a professor, for example, who made a joke about Jewish people. Very off-color joke, and we kind of got like a bunch of nervous laughs.
James and the SGA say this has to stop. Their plan? Make an online system where students can report microaggressions. They introduced a bill to that effect in student government last month. The new system would be anonymous, but SGA would look for patterns. If one professor, for example, had a lot of reported microaggressions. No punishments are attached to the system, but James says SGA might approach the professor to talk about it.
You know, emailing the professor being like, you know, the microaggressions committee has noticed that there have been students, you know, who feel you've microaggression, you know, we just want to make you aware of this.
That friendliness is hard to reconcile with the controversy that's come down on this bill. A flurry of online articles slammed it as a free speech violation days after it was introduced. Will Creeley wrote one of those articles. He's with the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. He says students shouldn't report microaggressions online. They should talk about them.
Again, I would counsel the best thing to do is say, hey, I find that offensive. Here's why. Instead of retreating back to your dorm room, logging on to your anonymous online reporting system.
At nearby Binghamton University, another student group says it's not so easy to speak up against discrimination.
Nice to meet you.
Maria Chavez is part of Students for Change. The group says their campus has a problem with racism and sexism.
One of the instances that we're talking about is a student was told in a class by a peer, like, well, you shouldn't have kids because your kids are just going to get shot as a black woman. You know, like, you're going to have black children who, what's the point of having kids?
Chavez says incidents like this have been going on for years at Binghamton. The group has a wide range of demands. They're not just about microaggressions. They include changing campus forms to recognize transgender people and improving diversity training. A few months ago, the group had a big protest that shut down major campus roads. Last month, they had a public meeting with college president Harvey Stenger. But Chavez says they haven't seen action from the college yet.
What we want is a timeline. What we want is concrete plans into instituting some of these changes, and we have yet to hear any of it.
President Stenger said in a statement that work on campus inclusivity is ongoing. At Ithaca College, the administration hasn't taken a stance on the bill yet. Kyle James says there's, quote, a lot of talking ahead before it could reach a vote. I'm Solveig Wasfett for WRVO News.